Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And yes, George and Angela are going to dinner tonight. The Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, in Germany to dine with Chancellor Angela Merkel and try to get some money out of her, I guess, to prevent Greece from defaulting. But what happens if Greece really does go bankrupt or if they leave the eurozone? Would it be the worst thing in the world? Felix Salmon joins us now from Bulgaria, as it turns out. He's the finance blogger for Reuters. Hi, Felix. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Ryan.
So talk about a suspenseful dinner over the question of who picks up the check. It's who picks up the check for Greek debt, right?
It's a very large check indeed, and it looks like Angela Merkel is going to pick up the check, and she's going to push a law through the parliament in Germany with the help of the opposition parties, the Social Democrats and the Greens. She has the votes that she needs, but the big question is what happens within her own party. Will her own party rebel against her, and will she thereby lose a lot of power within Germany by doing this?
Why is she deciding to do it if her own party and a large, I don't know if it's fair to say a large majority of the country, you tell me, think this is Greek?
About three quarters of Germany is opposed to her doing this, and most of her own party. So why is she doing it? Because Germany is the heart of the European project, of the Eurozone, and without Germany, the whole unified continent basically falls apart. Germany has to be there in the middle of the European project, and if it isn't, that is the past 60 years of history sort of going out the window, and no Chancellor of Germany ever wants to be responsible for that.
I've been reading more and more economists, it seems to me, and economics columnists in the press who are saying, you know, maybe we should just let Greece default. What we're seeing is a slow motion default anyway. Things are not perhaps going to be economically much worse if Greece just has to deal with its situation. And then you don't set up the moral hazard for the future of having other countries continue to have the expectation that the rest of Europe or the rest of the world will bail them out when things go bad.
It's a very strong argument, and frankly, if Greece is more or less defaulted as far as the market is concerned already. All of the big banks have agreed to take what's known as a 21% haircut. They've basically agreed to write down the value of their debt to Greece by about 21%. In the market, the Greek bonds are trading at much lower levels even than that. So a Greek default is priced in. Everyone expects it. To all intents and purposes, it has already happened. But what hasn't happened is the chaos that follows from a sort of formal default and the devaluation. If Germany doesn't bail out Greece, then Greece can't afford to borrow money anymore and to cover its budget deficit, and it would have to leave the euro and go back to the drachma and devalue. And that kind of chaos hasn't happened yet.
Under that scenario, would Greeks ramp up the revolt if they have to endure more austerity measures if Greece actually leaves the euro and goes back to the drachma?
I can't see any situation where the Greek population is going to be happy here. Either they are forced by the European Union to implement austerity measures and to implement things like this new property tax and various other new taxes, or else they leave the euro and they still can't borrow money, and then they need to have austerity under the drachma instead of austerity under the euro just because the markets, because no one will lend money to them. So one way or another, they're in for some tough years, but at least if they devalue, I think the hope of future growth is there. If they don't devalue, it's very hard to see where that growth is going to come from.
Before you go, does the United States have a stake in this decision?
The United States definitely does. It's been pushing the European Union to leverage up what's known as the European Financial Stability Fund and to get a couple of $1 trillion worth of dry powder to try and keep the European Union together. That's certainly what the Treasury Secretary seems to want, and that seems to be what's in the best interests of the U.S.
For economic stability there, so they could buy more exports, at least in the short run?
That's the idea. And yes, absolutely. The U.S. wants to see a stable Europe. The U.S. does not want to see the most important economic bloc in the world sort of falling apart, just as we seem to be heading into a double-dip recession. That would do us no good at all.
Reuters finance blogger Felix Salmon joining us from Bulgaria today. What's happening in Bulgaria? Why are you there?
It's a sunny day. I'm looking at 4th-century icons and generally enjoying myself.
Not that many sunny days in Bulgaria from what I hear, and you've lucked into one. Thanks a lot for joining us, Felix.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Jeff Jarvis makes the case for disclosing a lot of information about yourself online. Stay tuned.